And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Tell me, and we've got her on hold, right? All right. I'm going to talk to Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association in just a moment. I want to tell you that tonight on our program, we will be talking finally to Mr. Luis Villanova from Donto Peros Muchos, a immigration political action group. They believe that, you know, the immigration thing should move ahead. They've been out. They've been protesting the whole thing. Bobby?
Yes, sir.
How? Okay, I'm not going to ask you how you are. I know that you've got some news about your health.
I do. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the program.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And I did speak with Steve, my husband, tonight, and I talked to my sons. And I am doing well, but I do want to let you know, and a lot of the listeners who have heard me on your program before, that I was diagnosed with colon cancer 3 days ago. By my doctor. We had done some tests.
Good Lord.
And
how serious is it?
It's pretty advanced. It's metastasized. But the good news is we're going to start our regimen of chemo and radiation, and I'm hoping that that will.
Did he tell you how serious is this? In other words, is there? So you can get treatment, right?
Yeah, Phil, going through the usual regimen, he did not recommend surgery. He recommended chemo and radiation, and we're going to do that. But it's pretty well advanced, and it is, you know, a little scary.
I can imagine it's scary, but you know what? People have overcome worse.
I know, and my husband's told me that. But,
look, we don't have to do anything tonight.
No, I'm very happy to talk to you and your listeners, Phil. I really am. I get a big kick out of talking to you. But as I said, I was diagnosed. I went into my doctor's a week and a half ago, and he called me with the results that it is colon cancer.
God, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear that you can get treatment. That it will respond, right?
Well, my doctor says that. He said that there is a 60-70% chance, but he said it had metastasized.
Well, how are the kids holding up?
My boys are upset. My husband understands. We're working with the boys. You know, I it's very difficult to talk to your children and tell them that you might not be here, next year when,
don't let you know.
There's a lot of big things happening in our family next year. And
let's not think about that, okay? Let's just think about getting your treatment, moving forward.
Absolutely.
Working as hard as you can on getting rid of it. And remember, people have beaten it, and you can get better.
Well, I want to let you know something, Phil. First of all, do you have the time? Is it 10 after 7?
It's 10 after 7 Pacific Coast, yeah.
I want to let you know that I'm only kidding. I don't have colon cancer.
You want to let me know that you're only kidding? You don't have colon cancer.
That's right.
Did you believe him?
Did you believe that I had colon cancer? Obviously you did, because...
Yes, of course I believed you had colon cancer. Why are you telling me that you had colon cancer, and now you're telling me you're kidding?
I'll tell you why, Phil, if you'll allow me. Because this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I know that Katie Couric is doing her part.
So you told me you had colon cancer so that I would know what it was like if a loved one told me they had colon cancer?
No, I wanted to really... No, that's not my purpose. My purpose is to say, not only do I not have colon cancer, Phil, I'm not going to get colon cancer. And the flip side that you don't hear about colon cancer is that... Not everyone gets it. Colon cancer is the result of eating lots of meats, lots of grease, this kind of thing. The diet that I follow the diet that I feed my husband and my boys.
First of all, let me just say this. Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
You come on my program and say, I've got colon cancer. I really believed it. I was feeling very bad for you.
Well, that's good. That's good. That was the reaction.
That's the reaction we wanted.
That's the reaction you wanted?
Yes, because we wanted to get your attention. And now that I have your attention, I'm telling you that the flip side to what Katie Couric is going on about is that you don't necessarily have to get colon cancer if you are eating the right foods. Colon cancer is the result of eating garbage, really, and eating garbage over a prolonged period of time.
All right, well, what do you call garbage? So you're not going to get colon cancer because you are not...
First of all, Phil, you sound angry, and I'm sorry.
I hope we didn't make you angry, Mr. Henry.
I'm a little put out by the fact that you would call my show and say, I have colon cancer. No, I'm only kidding. You know?
Well, I was kidding. I'm trying to let you know that I was only kidding about having colon cancer. There's no way I'm going to get colon cancer. Katie Couric is going to get colon cancer before I get it. And that's the thing that I find most disturbing about her. She thinks that she's doing all these things for colon cancer awareness where she goes, and I think it is absolutely over the line for her to go in and have them put a television camera in a place that ordinarily is reserved for your husband. And to show...
Well, are you talking about getting a colonoscopy?
Yes. And to show that on TV, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get colon cancer if you don't eat the way she does. And I don't know how she eats.
Well, how do you know how she eats? Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she eats healthy.
She might, but it's obvious that her husband didn't. And a great many people that have colon cancer are used to heavy meats, thick greases, and just an unbelievably unhealthy diet.
All right. Bobby Dooley is on with us. I appreciate your ability to churn interest, Bobby, by saying, coming on a show here in the first few minutes telling me you had colon cancer. I believed you. And I'm glad that you don't. I'm a little shaken up, but let's...
But again, it was to illustrate a point.
I understand. All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is, Phil, and it will be for, obviously, all month. But I want you to know that April will also be devoted to colon cancer awareness. And I just thought, and a group of us got together at our homeowners association and said, why does Katie Couric seem to be the person that we all run to for information on this?
Well, she did lose her husband to it.
I understand that, and I'm very sensitive to that. But because your husband wasn't eating properly and then dies from colon cancer doesn't make you an expert, especially when it is possible, and I'm not saying that's probable, it's possible that he died from the very foods she was serving him.
You know, first of all, let's not talk about her husband, okay?
No, I understand that.
But you know, they probably both were eating from some kind of a chef, I would think, because they're both extremely busy people. Okay, and I don't know what he ate.
Well, he did die of colon cancer, didn't he?
That's my understanding, yes.
Well, then he was eating garbage. And again, I think Katie has to live with the fact that possibly it was garbage that she had just pulled out of a crock pot, that she had put into the crock pot. In other words, she made it. But I don't want to go there. What I want to tell you is this. The alternative to listening to her and looking at a camera going up into an area that ordinarily is reserved for your husband is to understand that there is an alternative called eat right, eat vegetables, eat fruits, eat wholesome grains. Drink pure rainwater, and don't eat the heavy greases.
All right, well, we'll be back. So you are going to be talking about this throughout the forthcoming weeks on colon cancer, right?
Absolutely. so, because I don't want people out there to get snowed by a woman who means well, but you want to lend her a little bit more credibility because her husband died from it. And just because her husband died from it, and she once a year puts a camera in a place, as I mentioned, that is ordinarily a place that only your husband should be familiar with, I don't think makes her an expert.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I just still find it very... I think it's wrong to come on the program and tell me she has colon cancer, and for 5 minutes I'm worried about it, only to say I'm only kidding. I don't. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on colon cancer awareness, and she says she's giving the alternative view to what Katie Couric is saying, and that is if you eat better, you won't get colon cancer, and that Katie Couric does a disservice by once a year having a camera put... in her colon, and which Ms. Dooley says is a place only your husband should be familiar with, and I'm not sure I know what she's talking about. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with me, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the air with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, I'm telling you, the way you came on my show tonight was a little jarring, but I'm over it.
Well, you know something, Phil? They use a term called shock jock, and I'm not sure I know what that means, but I think it means, Howard Stern and those people.
Right.
And I thought I would try a shock jock technique, too, but only it's not crude, it's not vulgar. I told you I had colon cancer, and you believed me, as any good friend would. But I did that to get your attention, Phil. The colon cancer, while it is serious, only affects a certain number of people. People like Katie Couric's late husband, and God rest his soul. But does Katie wake up in the middle of the night with sweat, perhaps pouring down her face, when she realizes that her husband's guts were possibly rotted out by her cooking? Does she think about that? In the dead of the night. In the night. In the dark.
I don't know, and I think that's a hell of a thing. I'm sure that lady is tortured every night thinking about the passing of her husband. I bet you there isn't a night that goes by that she doesn't have thoughts of him, misses him, dreams about him. I mean, what this is the sensitivity I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course, Phil, but I'm wondering, does she have guilt?
But she rotted out his A area.
Rotted it out? I mean... All right, 1-800-449-8686. And you're saying...
I am saying, Phil, you don't have to put the nation through the disgust of looking at a place that is better reserved for your husband through a television camera when you can eat fresh-cut broccoli.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, you can eat all the fresh fruits and vegetables you want. If your body carries a cancer cell and your body mm-hmm. becomes ripe for that time, you mm-hmm. will get cancer, and I don't care how much broccoli you mm-hmm. eat.
No, it's about the immune system. Even if you have the genetic predisposition, you can block that genetic possibility by bolstering the immune system, because the immune system works on cancer as well as everything else. But unless it's strong enough...
No, if it was that simple, we wouldn't have cancer. You can't explain
how many people... No, the problem is most people's immune systems have been impacted by their lifestyle.
But the simple fact that you would refer and say that Katie Couric is responsible for her husband's death and talk about her waking up into a night sweat tells me that you're totally ridiculous, and
it discredits
anything that you may possibly have to say.
What's wrong with what
and
I said?
Tell people that they need to drink rainwater?
Obviously, you don't know anything
Are
about...
Are you insane?
You don't know anything about colon cancer.
I know everything about colon cancer.
No, I don't think you
what
do.
What do you really know about it?
Well, number one, I know it can be caused by diet, and the wrong kind of diet, especially if you're eating meats and heavy greases, which Katie might have served to her husband.
But you know what? That can contribute
to it. I'm just hitting
Mrs. Dooley, are you going to let me speak?
No, but I'm hitting these jump shots over
your
head. You're not
you
even putting your arms up to block them.
All right, let's let Susan finish.
But Phil, I'm hitting three-pointers over her head. She's not putting up any defense.
We're not playing a basketball game here.
But the fact is I'm making points that she has nothing to refute.
Or let me hear
what
the...
What point would that be?
I said the immune system in the human body can prevent a lot if it's well taken care of. That's number one. Number two...
Your genetic disposition overwhelms your immune system.
No.
Yes, it
Katie
does.
Katie Couric's grease-laden dishes might have contributed to her husband's guts being rotted out.
Mrs. Dooley, maybe I haven't given you the respect that you deserve, so let me get a little bit of background information on you. And you've gotten your education from a homeowners association meeting, is that right?
What if I told you that I had a master's degree from Yale?
You didn't learn a thing.
Well, obviously I'm more educated than you are. Well, let's put that out of the way.
Oh, my God, and what makes you think that?
Well, because what's your education?
I have a master's degree.
Just because I said I have a master's degree, so you're an original thinker, you came up with one too?
Oh, my God.
What school did you go to? What school did you go to?
Oklahoma University. Where did you go?
I went to Yale, and I think
what do you
that's
do for a living?
Cut above Oklahoma
What do you do
University.
For a living?
What do you do for a living?
I asked first, Sweet Cheeks.
You see,
Sweet Cheeks, that's reserved for your husband to look up.
You sort of degenerate into the white trash mode, don't you? You sort of get back to your white trash roots, don't you, when you get beat in an argument?
No, I'm going to go take my black husband to bed.
You're going to take your black behind
the
bed?
I've got to go. You need to get higher educated guests on your show.
Well, the lady lost the argument, so she's deserting the field. Goodbye, chicken. God, I hate white trash like that.
Well, look it. You don't have a degree from Yale.
No, I know, but... I hate women like that. You know what? I'll bet that woman serves her husband purposefully heavy meats.
That's right. Just so he'll get colon cancer. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Carrie here. We're talking to Bobby Dooley about colon cancer awareness. And we've been spending an awful lot of time talking about how Katie Couric is wrong. And I would like to talk a little bit more about what your proactive opinions may be, Ms. Dooley. Carrie, go ahead.
Yes, there are people that die from lung cancer that have never touched a cigarette in their life. So how can you say that you can control getting colon cancer?
Well, the cause of lung cancer isn't, quote, cigarettes. It's the cause of lung cancer are pollutants, carcinogens, that get into the lungs. And that is found not just in cigarettes, but in air pollution.
So can't the air pollution that you find in the air...
Who told you that cigarettes are the only cause of lung cancer?
I never said that. I just said... So the air pollutants in the city that you live in, couldn't that cause colon cancer too? It doesn't matter if you eat fast food or badly every day?
I don't breathe with my intestine. I don't understand.
Well, it gets into your body, doesn't it?
Well, you've got a lot of questions. Why don't you go see a doctor?
All right.
A lot of these people don't have any information. They just don't like me, and that's what we've got here.
I think that your way of bringing about colon cancer awareness was completely wrong, and I don't necessarily believe in karma. But if anyone's going to get colon cancer, I don't think you can stop it just by saying you're not going to get it.
Well, your attitude may give it to you. You know, you sit there all high and mighty and self-righteous. You may be walking around with a bag hanging out of your rear end one day.
Oh, man.
Well, Phil, if they don't like me, just say it. Don't come on here trying to outwit me.
I don't have a problem with you. I have a problem with if you want to get colon cancer awareness out there, that's great. You did it very poorly.
What did I do that was wrong?
Well, you come on here and you tell me you have colon cancer. Scared the hell out of me.
Oh, for God's sake. So what?
Carrie,
are you married?
No, I'm not.
All right, when you marry your husband, would you have a little bit more concern for him than to serve him the heavy greases?
I love fast food, so...
You do? Do you like walking around with a plastic bag tied to your side?
No, I don't, and I...
Well, you keep eating that fast food, and you'll be crapping into a bag.
I sure hope I don't. I need to change my eating habits.
You do, honey. I think if you keep doing that, you'll be crapping into a Glad bag.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about colon cancer awareness. Katie Couric is doing her annual colonoscopy, and of course, her husband died from colon cancer. And Bobby and Steve, I know that you are of a mind that we shouldn't panic about colon cancer if you eat well. Now, you made the statement, Bobby, you're never going to get colon cancer. You started the show by saying, oh, my God, I've been diagnosed with colon cancer, and you said you were kidding.
Yes, as a way of doing a shock jock.
As a way of doing what, like a piece of shocking material?
Yes, to get your attention to colon cancer. But no, I'm not going to get colon cancer. The reason why I'm not going to get colon cancer, Phil, is I have a diet that's very, very heavy in fruits. I drink only pure Arrowhead spring water. I don't drink tap water. I eat a lot of vegetables. Very, very light, lean hams. I eat chickens and fish, skinless. I do not eat a lot. My weight never goes above 115 pounds. And I'm 5'7". My exercise regimen is very, very rigorous. I hold to it. I never vary. As a matter of fact, Phil, and a lot of people find fault with this, and I know why they do, but I am so really determined to maintain my health that last month my niece had been killed in a robbery. She was with her friends, and they got into the middle of some kind of a situation out here in Pasadena. And she was shot to death, apparently multiple times, by someone.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
No, it was horrible. But the day of her funeral, I had already signed up for a triathlon in Marina Del Rey. And I said to my sister, you know what? You know, this is something the whole family is just going to have to suck on. I'm doing this triathlon. I'm sorry about Becky. You know, they're having a closed coffin funeral because apparently she said something smart, so the gunman leaned over her and apparently fired a few more rounds into her face. He had a personal problem with her. I don't know what it was.
Good God! Your family has been touched by a horrible event, and you didn't go out to it. Why?
Hold on, Phil. Hold the
judgment, Mr. Henry.
Just hold the judgment, okay? That's what we call in my Pilates class, hold your judgment. I didn't go because I had entered a triathlon. And by God, I always take care of the physical regimen. That's dedication.
Your niece was murdered in a robbery. Your family devastated.
Phil, please don't tell me about my family. I know all about them, okay? I know all about their problems, and they're calling here every week with some new problem. You know, this, my niece is shot, you know. I loved my niece very much. The best thing I can do for her is to maintain, I'm going to tell you something my husband said, the best thing I can do for my niece, Becky, is to maintain, and pardon my language, Phil, an ass you can bounce a quarter off of. Now, you heard what he's...
That's the truth, Mr. Henry.
Was your niece into physical fitness?
I don't know. We were not very close. But I will tell you that it is my feeling I'll never get colon cancer because I've got that kind of dedication.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Suzanne on the Phil Henry Show. Suzanne?
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Thanks for having me on the show. I was just driving along and mm-hmm. heard your guest. Mm-hmm. And I've been a nurse for for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at one point, a couple of years, was an ostomy nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that word, an ostrich?
Hanging out of their asses, first of all.
What did you say, an ostrich?
They're not...
People no, you said that you worked
out of their ass.
No, I'm sorry, Suzanne.
Like
you said you worked at an ostrich farm. Is what it sounded like she said.
I was an ostomy nurse, and you should know what that means since you speak of plastic bags, which are colostomies.
Right, and people who get colon.
If you get, can I ask the nurse a question, Mr. Ray?
Go ahead.
Sure.
If you get your, excuse my language, but if your ass rots out, don't you have to have a bag in it?
No. They, anastomose, they very rarely take the rectum out.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually on the surface of the stomach. They'll bring part of the bowel out, and it'll be mm-hmm. an outreaching like a butthole on the mm-hmm. on your stomach.
Suzanne, did you hear this one?
It's a very big adjustment for these people, and it isn't a lot of people. It's probably only about 15% of the population.
Did you hear this one? Listen to this. Rectum, I thought it was going to kill him. Did you hear that one?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah,
I get you.
Well, so isn't it true, Suzanne, that Katie Couric might have killed her husband?
Absolutely not.
It's a terrible thing to say about a woman.
Where would you get such an idea?
Because if she was feeding him foods that were laden with grease and heavy with meat.
But she didn't, do you know she did that?
I don't. I'm just saying that does not a wife cook for her husband occasionally? If she was feeding her husband dishes that were meat and grease heavy.
Yeah.
It might have rotted it out. It might have rotted the sphincter out.
Mr. Dooley, you know, your education, sir.
Well, what I'm trying to say.
I know, but.
Well, no, what. Is the caller there?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I do, but I don't know
mm-hmm.
why you would be accusatory
mm-hmm.
of her if
mm-hmm.
you don't know the
mm-hmm.
truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, my idea is this. My regimen, physical regimen, is very, very rigorous. Whole cut broccoli.
Yeah, I heard.
All right, so I eat very well.
Yeah, and I don't, but... I'm not dying, and my colon health is fine.
No, not yet, but tomorrow...
I'll probably die of lung cancer, and I don't smoke.
Well, honey, not yet. Now, tomorrow morning, before you leave the house, you have breakfast, you sit down, and you look back in the bowl, and it's just... There's a floating blood clot. Now,
oh, my God.
You are something else.
Oh.
No, I'm asking you, would you say, okay, I guess the grease was bad.
Well, I doubt there's going to be grease in my... Cocoa Puffs, but...
No. I'm saying that when you finally go into the doctor and he finally shoves... You know, Katie Couric seems to delight in showing everyone what she's got down there. Oh, my God. What do you think of that? Isn't it disgusting?
I don't know. It's no weirder than what's going on right now, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. She's basically showing an area of her body that only her husband should know.
Look, Ms. Dooley, you've said that about 9 times.
Right.
A colonoscopy is the colon. I don't know why you say that that's only her husband should know.
Well, if you two are prudes, fine. But the point...
Okay, great. Let's keep sex out of it, then. How about that?
Yeah.
The point that I'm making is this. If you're eating foods that are just piled high and deep with raw meat...
Right.
Isn't that bad for you?
I agree with you there.
All right, thank you.
And the fruits
thank
and vegetable
you.
Thing is a fantastic idea.
Right.
And not smoking and exercising and all that happy.
Right. And I am dedicated to it, even though my niece...
That doesn't make you...
Well, I'm sorry, your cell phone broke up.
Colon cancer.
Your cell phone...
It lowers your risk by a tremendous amount. So
what you're saying
is that people eat red meat... They're going to have a bag hanging out of their ass, and I took offense to that because the patients that I took care of, that's a very big adjustment. Most of them were colon cancers, tumors, and, you know, that's a hard adjustment to make.
Well, I would imagine.
So people that would hear that might take offense.
It would be a big adjustment. Look, Suzanne, for years we're used to, you know, going a certain way, and the next thing you know, you're being refitted like you're a vacuum cleaner, and I find it offensive.
Right.
If a doctor said to me, Bobby, we're going to have to hang a bag off of your side, I don't know what I'd do. But you know what?
It's a horrible thing, but I appreciate you trying to help people.
Well, you're a very sweet girl.
You need to chill out a little bit, though.
Well, I am chilling out, but here, I just don't want... I want to eat fresh so that in the morning I don't see grease pouring out of there.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't. But I got to get going. What's your last name again?
My last name is Dooley. My first name is Bobby.
Dooley, like the Dooley, like the car Dooley, or truck Dooley?
I don't know what you're referring to. D-O-O-L-E-Y.
Okay.
My husband is Steve. Our 3 sons. We live in California. Where are you calling from?
Springfield, Illinois.
That's lovely. Just one more question, Suzanne.
Sure.
Don't you agree, though, that if you're going to have a camera up there, that your husband should be operating it?
Will you knock it off with that?
No, I'd rather have Dr. Karras do it.
Dr. Karras? Oh.
Yeah,
you got something
nice
going
guy,
on with him?
He's a GI
you
guy.
No, you can tell me.
My husband has perforated my bowel and...
Wait a minute, you're telling me you and Dr. Karras, he's fooling around down there?
No.
This is a guy she works with.
Oh, that's
Suzanne.
All I need to hear.
No, she's probing down there. And
get out of here.
He has never done that. Oh,
he has access to your husband.
I appreciate it.
Well, it's a hell of a thing to give him access and not your husband.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Colon cancer awareness. Ms. Bobby Dooley, or as it says here on the press release, I like this, but you see it, Ms. Roberta Dooley. And her husband, Steve, as part of colon cancer awareness, are saying, don't get down, don't be negative, fresh cut broccoli and cauliflower are the answer. And then right here. Do you want your sphincter to rot out? Stay away from heavy meats and greases. Your sphincter. What a couple of kooks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show is back.
And we also want everyone to know we'll be out there at the fair this weekend, Phil, with information on vegetables and fruits that are good for the immune system, so that when you are taking care of yourself in terms of your physical regimen, you're not going to fall into the trap, oh, I have to go and have someone put a tube up my you-know-what with a camera on the end of it. You know, so Katie Couric and her ilk can get their kicks. And
why do I think there's something personal about...
No, there's nothing personal.
No, but you and Katie Couric, I keep hearing this. And there doesn't seem to be any sensitivity to the fact she lost her husband. You tell me you had a niece die in a holdup, in a robbery, and you didn't go to her funeral because you were entered in a triathlon in Marina Del Rey, and that's because you can bounce a quarter off your rear end. It's so firm and good for you. Everything is great.
Well, you don't have to make it sound, Phil, as if it's a sin to take care of yourself.
I think it's a sin to take care of yourself at the exclusion of life.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. People that are so into their health. You know, I'll tell you something that I believe. You know how people that live to be old, people who live to be over 100?
Yes.
Okay, I have a theory about those people. I know that Willard Scott used to stick them on his show, you know, on Today's Show, and everybody digs them. I think people who live a long time are selfish people. I don't think you live a long time unless all you care about in this world is yourself. And when you're only concerned with your health, at the exclusion of people, I would rather die young, okay, having lived a life and lived it with people, trying to help people, than live to be 150 and only concerned with myself.
Well, I don't think you're going to be dying young, Phil. You're 53. Wake up. Steve, get him. He says, I hope I die young, right? Well, he's 50.
Yeah, we heard. I don't have time for a call?
I'd like to talk to some people, Phil, other than you, because I think you've been very unfair.
No, take a break, and then we'll take a call. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, okay, let's do that then.
Yeah. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Not allowing me to make my point about glad bags. And
that lady was a nurse in that field. She knew what she was talking about. We're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll take a couple of more calls. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about colon cancer awareness. Go ahead.
Yes, Phil. Mm-hmm. I was driving and listening mm-hmm. to her, and mm-hmm. I have to say mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I have stomach problems, and mm-hmm. I have a master's degree, and this woman is doing mm-hmm. such a disservice to anyone who might be considering going to have a colonoscopy or who is mm-hmm. seriously worried about their health or about their colon. She is a quack. She sounds like she's off smoking some kind of, you know, pot off in California. She's 117 pounds, and she's 5'7". I mean, I can't believe
really
she would be
judgment,
on the air to let her talk on the air because people who are genuinely concerned about this disease. She's jealous. She's very jealous. She keeps referring to Katie Couric in a very cold way.
Well, that's my problem. I think there is some jealousy going
on. Even on there.
Well,
yeah.
Mary, number
very
one.
Very jealous.
Mary, number one. What stomach problems do you have?
Are you serious at all about this?
Yes, you're the one with the stomach problems.
You got on this show and started talking about saying that you had cancer?
Yes.
I mean, why would someone, you know, I teach oral communication.
You teach oral what?
And I can't believe you would use some type of, you know,
Mary, I bet you teach oral communication.
Attention getters. Let me tell you.
Are you for real?
I mean, attention?
You are really weird. You haven't shut up. You're not saying anything
right. I've seen what you've
done
to other callers. You keep going,
You don't talk right.
You are so uncredible.
You sound very
retarded. I cannot believe you are even getting
retarded.
Any airtime.
And
what,
you also,
what qualifies you to be able to get on a new
Well, I'm not bleeding from the rear end like you are. I'm not bleeding from the rear end like you are.
I'm not bleeding. I'm very healthy.
Oh, you said you have stomach problems. Are you a liar now?
No, I do.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of...